Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome to the first offering of the NATO Summit. Notable authors together optimize. And our guest today is Rudy Segovia. Hello, Rudy.
Hello, Kathy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for having me on.
Well, it's your show. It's your story. Now, before I turn the microphone over to you, all of you get your pen and pad out and write down the name of the book. By the way, this is nonfiction. This is a true story of how a son of migrant workers, that didn't stop Rudy Segovia from becoming a master achiever. And his story is in the book Choices, All Inspiring Choices Revealed by Successful Entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. And it's available at Author House, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble. And the exciting part of what you're going to hear today is that his story is authentic. He lived it, and he's here to tell you that he did reach the top of the mountain, the impossible dream, the American dream. The choice was clear, rich or poor. We face many choices in our lives. Every day, every hour, every minute, we're making choices. I'm quoting Rudy. It's your show, Rudy. You're on.
Yes. Hi, Kathy. Thank you. Now, it's so true. And that's what we wrote in the book. Every day, we face choices. And one of the toughest choices involves taking a risk. When most of the time, we want to stay in our comfort zone. And we think about going into a business or trying something new. But sometimes, the fear of failure controls our emotions. Now, we all learn from our mistakes. But still, we don't want to go through that pain of failure. And there were several choices that turned my life around. Now, a little bit of my story. I was born in Laredo, Texas. My parents were migrant farm workers. We went to Arizona to pick cotton, North Dakota and Idaho to work in the potato fields. At the age of 8, I was already working alongside other farm workers' children. Because in farm workers, every little bit that the family helps adds to the income. We moved to Chicago when I was 12 years old, and my parents went to work in a factory. Now, when I was in the 11th grade, I talked to my father and I told him, "Dad, I want to quit school." Now, this is what he said to me. "Yes, you can quit school. But do you want to have a hard time? Do you want to have a lifetime of hard work and underpaid jobs? Do you want to work in the fields or in a factory, as I am doing right now, for the rest of your life? Or do you want to stay in school and make a better life for yourself?" Now, that choice was easy because I didn't want to go to work anywhere. And so I stayed in school, and I graduated, and I became the first member of my family to ever graduate high school. Now, after that wonderful accomplishment, guess what? My first job was in a factory. And I went to work, and it was in Niles, it was a company called Crane Packing Company. And I was working for $2.62 an hour.
Well, Rudy, that was quite a – just a minute here. That was quite a bit of money at that time, wasn't it, compared to working in the fields?
Oh, compared to the fields, yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely, yes. Mm-hmm. And at that time, as I mentioned, I was a stock boy supplying material to the assembly lines of about 30 women.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what happened to me. During that time, my mother used to sell custom jewelry, and she would earn $8 profit on every piece of jewelry, every ring that she sold. And one day she gives me a box of 50 rings, and she says, "Rudy, go show them to the women. Maybe they'll buy something." And I showed the box at lunchtime, and all 50 rings were gone. But here's what happened. The profit was $400. And that's the same amount of money that I earned for a month, you know, working at $2.62 an hour. Now, that got my attention. I mean, do the math. Sales intrigued me. And that's when I had an epiphany. Sales was my way to get out of poverty and to reach the American dream.
Now, Rudy, when you had the rings, how long did it take you to sell the 50 rings, and what was your pitch? What was your sales pitch?
Well, I had no sales pitch because I knew nothing about sales. All I did was I opened up the box, and I said, maybe you'll like one of these rings. And they were, you know, nice-looking rings. So they were all taken by the women, and at lunchtime, they all paid me, which is about an hour's work. And about an hour's work was $400.
Okay, but wait a minute. How much was each ring?
Well, at that time, see, they were very fancy rings. They were like crystals. They were expensive. They were like $30 a piece, maybe, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom got them for like 20 something. So yeah, they were very nice jewelry, but it was custom jewelry.
Mm-hmm. So then you realized, you see, you were way ahead of yourself, Rudy. I don't know if you're aware of this. And you have been taking quantum leaps all your life. At that young age, you sat down and said, wait a minute, this is the America dream. I'm in America, entrepreneurial, capitalistic, and I could make money working for myself. I could become an entrepreneur. So then what did you do after that? What books did you seek out?
That's very true. But see, Kathy, my parents came from Mexico, but I was born in America. And just because you're born in America doesn't guarantee you success. And this is, again, my life, that was where my family was farm working.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw that sales could take me out of poverty, I began to seek out books from different self-help books, sales training books. Zig Ziglar was my hero. He was a motivational speaker / sales trainer. But one of the first lessons that I learned that really stuck to me was, and it was from the professionals, was to start thinking differently if I wanted a different life. And this became my mantra. Undeniably, the best choice I made was to stop thinking like me. What do I mean? If I was going to change my life, I had to change my thinking. I made a conscious choice to stop thinking of myself as a poor farm boy, destined to a life of hard labor in the factories. That was not me anymore, Kathy. I began to see myself as the person I wanted to become. And I wanted to become a salesman. And Kathy, it works.
When I say that you took quantum leaps, you were futuristic and you were visionary. Now, you didn't have any role models. You did have your mom with the costume jewelry, which, it was just touched my heart because I do come from the world of haute couture. And I thought how brilliant that woman was. Imagine if she had many of the opportunities that she didn't have, but she made it work. And your mom and dad saw you in a futuristic, different way. And all of you out there within listening, when Rudy is talking about you want to change your life, you have to change your thinking, don't make it sound daunting, all of you. Remember, you're the creator of your life. You're the Michelangelo. What you do is step back and hear what Rudy is saying. If he could do it, why can't you? But it takes guts. No guts, no glory. And he saw the bigger picture. And it didn't bother him if he failed, because he didn't see it as failure. He saw it as a learning curve. And this is what reaching the American dream by Rudy Segovia is all about. It's a learning curve. It's to help you get out. You know, change is constant. You need to know when to shift your strategies to accommodate that change. So I would encourage you to take baby steps, to take a look at your life right now, analyze it. Do you have a happy feeling? Do you have that fire in the belly desire to do what Rudy is doing, to write your story? Then you have to take that first baby step and say, yes, I am going to do it, and I'm going to get the book, Choices, from Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble, and his chapter is, let me just get, I think you're number 12, yes, The Choice Was Clear, Rich or Poor. So, if you're living your life by the gospel or the dictates of other people, then just be happy running with the herd. Rudy had to soar with the eagles. So let's go back to while you were working at the factory. You investigated the requirements for a promotion.
Yes, I looked to become a better person, a different person, and I started looking for promotions, which I did get. I got into different departments, then finally into the office. And Kathy, I was wearing a shirt and tie. I was making about $6 an hour, which was much better than $2.62. I felt I was a different person already, but I still wasn't where I wanted to be. And what happened to me is I saw an ad. It was a blind ad that just said work part-time and make a few hundred dollars a week. And I went to see that ad, that person, and it turned out to be sales. And when he mentioned the word sales, see, I thought sales, you make so much money, it's got to be some kind of a special, college, education, training, like an expensive course you have to take. I didn't know that sales companies would train you to sell their products. So when this interviewer told me, we have a sales position, it's a commission only, it's a door-to-door sales, it's selling cookware, to your neighbors and to your relatives, I jumped for it. I said, I want this. And he looked at me like, what is wrong with this kid? You want to sell door-to-door or commission only? But I wanted to be in sales. And I went in with that company in September 28th of 1978. And 18 months later, I was the number one sales manager in the nation. I was recognized as the number one recruiter, number one sales trainer. I reached what they call the territory director. I was inducted into the Hall of Fame in sales in that company. And my focus was clear. I stayed with what I knew what my goal was. I didn't look around. I just stayed and worked with that one company. And finally, I arrived to the highest level, which is called Master Territory Director. And at that time, in 1995, I remember sitting in my office saying, I reached it. I'm here. I'm a professional salesman. It was the greatest feeling. It even brings tears to my eyes because I remember how great that felt. Because I never said it was easy, and I never said it wasn't hard work. It was all of that.
Okay,
but
now.
Go
ahead.
Yes, but just working for your goal when you know, to me the choice was clear, rich or poor. I mean, being poor is not fun. And rich doesn't really mean anything. It's the journey to get there and everything you're enjoying, and things are coming automatically as you're doing the work. But when you finally get to a position, like I was, again, promoted to this Master Territory Director, it was the greatest feeling accomplishment in my life.
Okay, now, Rudy, you were standing at the top of the mountain. You reached the impossible dream to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go. Now, what we need from you, when you would get up in the morning, what were your thoughts? What were you thinking? What was your strategy? What was your formula? Because you see, today, most people, they have to work for corporate America or whatever they're doing, that's fine. But when you become your own CEO, your own entrepreneur, you only get paid if you're working. And so many say, oh, this is a great dream, I'm going to do it. But 2 months later, well, I ran out of friends and church and school, I quit. What was your fire in the belly? What did you say to yourself to sustain yourself to achieve?
Okay, well, it wasn't the first thing in the morning. To me, it was the last thing at night. At night, I programmed myself for the next day so that I could go to sleep in my subconscious somewhere, I organized myself. But this is something I learned through training, Kathy. I wasn't born a salesman. I wasn't born, you know, everything I have done, I've learned. I've gone to seminars. I spent, you know, a good investment in seminars, and I still do it today. You know, I try to learn more. And so it was a training that I took. The training is what helped me get to these levels. And I, one of the things I've learned was that night before you go to sleep, you write down what you're going to do tomorrow. And if you wake up, if you have a full-time job, it gets busy, I know that. But all you have to do is wake up a half an hour earlier and listen to some instructional tapes, some motivational tapes. You know, make your plan to work towards the goal, whatever it is that you want to get. And, you know, all of a sudden, ideas come to your head. You wake up with ideas that you have to do the night before.
So you would agree that we're all Michelangelos of our life. We create it, and it's all about choices. Now, in 2010, that was a turning point in your life. Why did you decide to retire from sales, and what was your goal?
It had been 33 years of knocking on doors, of sales meetings, of running, and as I mentioned, I had reached the top. I was happy. I mean, I had reached my. I helped other people reach their goals, which is something I learned from Zig Ziglar, who said, "You can get everything in life you want if you help enough other people get what they want." And I also used that as my system, as helping other people be successful, because mine came automatically. And what I decided to do was to begin workshops, sales seminars for people that are new in sales, that want to improve their sales, you know, helping people reach their American dream.
You said that you wrote a sales book designed to help others. Then how did you promote that?
Well, my sales book is almost complete. What happened is that sales training got in the way. And I began to travel throughout the United States, running workshops, running sales seminars. They're one-day and two-day seminars. And the book itself, it's still a work in progress.
Okay.
Because I don't even like to do webinars, because I want to be in front of the people. I want to touch them. I want to be next to them. I want them to feel the excitement versus, you know, just over the mm-hmm. internet. But I may have to do that because you can reach more people, obviously. And mm-hmm. what I wanted to do was just be in that training class with people, telling people, yes, you can do it. You got into this business because you had a goal. Don't let that dream be just a dream. You can do it. And I know they can do it with my help.
You see, so many people, Rudy, have that fire in the belly desire, but they're frightened to death. They don't have the self-confidence. They don't have anyone that could take them by the hand and walk alongside of them, not in front, not in back. Sidebar, you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And our celebrity guest is Rudy Segovia, who reached the American dream. And his story is in the book Choices. It's available through Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Author House. Now, the good news is this. Blog Talk Radio is the largest social network reaching listeners, not only locally, but all over the world. The shows are archived. After the show, at about 12:30 Central Time, this show will be available to you to listen to it over and over again. It's a learning curve for you. You're going to learn from Rudy. Take this down, blogtalkradio.com/ Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on November 20th. And then what you do is email the link to your database and ask them to mail it to their database. You will absolutely navigate the entire world by a click of a button. That is how powerful Blog Talk Internet Radio is. And those of you that were just kind of sitting there, I should have, I would have, I could have, oh, I'm scared. All you have to do is get in touch with Rudy. How do they get in touch with you, Rudy? What is your contact information?
Well, you can email me at info, which is short for information, info at rudysegovia.com. And
okay.
You can also call me. I'm also answer my phone. It's 312-804-5050.
Hey, all of you out there, how many people that are just as successful as Rudy would be willing to give out their landline? That is how passionate he is about helping you. But then tell us what happened in 2011.
Well, in 2011, I had a friend of mine, as I was doing training seminars, he invited me to do a training seminar for his group, and he was involved with a company called Enzacta, E-N-Z-A-T-A. And it was a product that I saw the health benefits by the people that were in the room, and I liked the product a lot that I started to use it myself, and I also my family. And so what happens is that in my training seminars, I have run across several companies that do have some excellent products, and I don't get involved in them to make money. I'm involved in them to help other people, you know, better their health, and some of them may want to do a side business. But before I finish with that, Kathy, I just wanted to say one thing, that you mentioned that people get started with a business and then they get discouraged, they quit. It's because the number one killer of salespeople, of, you know, a new business, is the fear of rejection. And the one thing I do in my seminars is I help people overcome the fear of rejection. And that stops people. Nobody likes to hear the word no. You know, that hurts. And we do it in a fun way that you actually welcome. You welcome somebody telling you no to your offer. And it, you know, when you have that kind of fun and it makes sense to everybody, you will close those sales and you will see the success that you're looking for. And as I mentioned in my training seminar that I did for this company, is I saw the wonderful things this product was doing. And I promote it to my friends and my family. And another thing that I also have is property tax appeals. There's a lot of people overpaying on their property taxes. And I was doing a training seminar for this particular group of salespeople, and now I recommend people to go to the website because, you know, it's talk about saving money on your property taxes.
But okay,
was interested.
Continue.
I was going to say they can email me or call me, and I'll give them a lot more information. It's on a health product or saving money in your property taxes, but unfortunately, it's only for Cook County here in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Let's go back. Let's go back to the mindset of when you're your own entrepreneur, when you're your own CEO, and the perks are glorious because you get to pick out the time that you want to work and make it a family affair. I keep encouraging everyone to teach the kids finances. And I remember having a meeting with one of the gurus of direct selling. And he said, oh, come on, Kathy, you know, some will, some won't, so what next? You cannot take it personally because these people are not where you're at. And part of being an entrepreneur is to lead them down the education road because they don't know. And not to get huffy with them because they're simply not aware. And many are not inclined to be their own CEO. Now, with the home-based business, you're talking about your tax relief. Is this a home-based business? How does it work, Rudy?
Yes. Actually, if people that are working full-time for any type of business, for other people, you get a paycheck every week and you get tax deducted from that paycheck. Now, if you have a home-based business on the side, you have some wonderful tax benefits that are legal, moral, ethical. It's in the IRS books, you know, textbook. And so what happens is that you can legally deduct your expenses. I'm talking about your cell phone use, your internet, your car. There's just so many things that at the end of the year, just because you had a home-based business, your refunds will be much bigger, and you have earned money on your side business. And as you, because it's going to take a couple of years for you to grow, but there is a benefit. I mean, most rich people do this. The rich and famous, they all have some kind of a self-employed, you know, expenses that they do, whether it's giving speeches, whether it's, you know, consulting, because of the tax deductions.
And you know what's interesting? I'm looking at your bio. All of you need to know that Rudy is a former Chicago police officer. And he was
yes.
class valedictorian. Now remember, you're listening to the son of migrant farm workers. That
yes.
didn't stop Rudy from becoming a master achiever. And he's a recipient of over 20 honorable mentions. Now, doesn't it make sense that you'd want to get in touch with Rudy at info@rudysegovia.com? I mean, he has the formula, and he has the patience to walk alongside of you. He's also a member of Toastmasters International, and he has won awards in international and humorous speech competitions from 2007 through 2011. And he has a mission. You see, he sees it in his mind's eye. So when he goes to bed at night, he doesn't dwell on what didn't work. He dwells on what did. And the body and the brain don't age. We do. And the body and the brain go into healing repair work 2 hours into sleeping, so that when he wakes up in the morning, it isn't, "Oh, good God, it's morning." It's, "Oh, good morning, God."
Yes.
Because he has set the scene while he went to bed. And what happens here, listen to me, all of you. You're all creatures of habit. Now, here's a guy that realized that he could run with the herd, the head down. He could still be picking cotton. But he
yep.
saw a vision. He was a visionary. And there wasn't anyone. His mom and dad encouraged him, but he had no role models. I told you, no guts, no glory. So if you're having any difficulty in making this decision, and, you know, change is constant and it's scary, but all you have to do is get the book, Choices, introduced by Kathy Watson, Barnes & Noble, Author House, and Amazon.com, and read his story. And you know what's interesting? You'll go back to it over and over again. So when you have a feeling of, "Oh, I don't know, it's too scary," just pick up the book. This is not a coffee table book. This is your Bible that you have alongside of you, and you'll see his photo. Imagine his dream could be yours. He has this fire in the belly desire to help people improve not only their health but their financial lives, and he's given you that opportunity. The show is archived, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on November 20th. And then you could email Rudy at info@rudysegovia.com. We have just about a minute left. What parting we have 60 seconds left. What parting words of encouragement do you have for them?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you, and I want to wish everybody love, health, and happiness. And if you're looking to reach your dreams, to reach your potential, seek the help, the books, the workshops, the seminars, because there's so many success stories out there. I was inspired by others' success stories and in turn, you know, reach my goals. And you can do it too. I highly recommend the book Choices also, because it has a wonderful stories of people that have accomplished, that have beat the odds, and I will encourage you to do that.
Rudy, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Live
life laughing with happiness. Bonjour. Thank you again, Rudy Segovia. We'll be in touch. You've been listening to
Thank
Live
you.
With Kathy. It has been my pleasure. Until we meet, always be in your best elements. Au revoir.